Today, the fifth Sunday of Easter, we continue to celebrate Christ's resurrection leading up to his ascension. And 10 days later, the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Just over 2 weeks ago, our grandniece was laid to rest within the COVID-19 guidelines. A few family members gathered to give thanks for the short and impactful life of a two-month-old baby. Her short life and sudden death have certainly left a lasting impression on those who had the privilege of knowing her. Interestingly enough, we had all read and heard about sudden infant death syndrome. But none of us had ever experienced it in the family or among our wide circle of friends. Who would have imagined that sudden infant death syndrome would take away our youngest family member on Easter Sunday, the day of the resurrection? How does one prepare for that situation? But I must say that at her service of thanksgiving and remembrance, we heard these words of comfort, and you would recognize them from John chapter 11. I am resurrection and I am life, says the Lord. Whoever has faith in me shall have life, even though he die. And everyone who has life and is committed to me in faith shall not die forever. Today we continue to hear the Easter message of life beyond the grave and how the risen Christ shares his life with us. In the gospel reading from John, Jesus taught his disciples about their relationships and their connectedness to him and to each other. I am the vine, you are the branches, he told them, as he emphasized that the vine brings life to the branches, and that those who abide in his word and love would bear fruit, for apart from him, they could do nothing. And we also hear about the relationship between God the gardener, who is in control and oversees the vineyard, in which the vine is Christ himself, and we are the branches. So the metaphor of vines and branches points to the interconnections, the bonds, the ties that enrich our lives as Christians. We are reminded that the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, but has to remain part of the vine. Abide in me as I abide in you. And just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Yes, we're all connected through love, through God's love, to each other, and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And today we are assured that our dependence on God is our source of strength. So we nurture and improve our relationship with Christ and each other through common practices which unite us as a Christian community. In his book, Being Christian, former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, suggests that there are four basic activities for the majority of people who call ourselves Christians. And this is what Archbishop Rowan Williams wrote. Christians are received into the full membership of the church through baptism. Christians read the Bible. Christians worship together in common prayer, and some gather to share bread and wine in memory of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And Christians pray, keeping the lines of communication open to listen for God's instructions. Father Christian, then, bearing fruit is a sign of true discipleship, and we abide in Christ and stay connected to the vine to enable us to remain faithful and to do God's work. Yesterday, May the 1st, the Church recognized the life and ministry of St. Philip. And elsewhere in the Gospel of John, we are told that he was the third person to be called by Jesus, and that he brought his friend Nathanael to come and see Jesus and to become a disciple himself. Today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles gives us a further glimpse into Philip's ministry with the story of his encounter with an Ethiopian official. We learn from Scripture that during the persecution of the early church in Jerusalem, the Christians were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Stephen, considered to be the first Christian martyr, had been stoned to death and was buried. And under the leadership of Saul, the church was being destroyed and many faithful followers of Christ were imprisoned. We know also that although the early followers of Christ were scattered, they continued to preach the word of God wherever they went. And it was at this point that Philip was visited by an angel who instructed him to go down the road from Jerusalem to Gaza. And there he met an Ethiopian official returning home after a visit to Jerusalem. I want to assure you, my friends, that Philip listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit and responded in obedience. He ministered to a stranger by taking the initiative to teach and to share the scripture. And he showed the Ethiopian official the way to Christ by baptizing and welcoming him into the body of Christ. Like Philip, the other disciples and other faithful servants of Christ, we too are invited to show that we are branches connected to the true vine in the care of the life-giving, nurturing, and a generous gardener, our loving God. We pray that our faith may be strong, our love for each other may be genuine, and our Christian witness may go far and wide. In the scripture reading from the Gospel of John, the metaphor of the vine and the branches highlights a unique relationship between Jesus and those who truly accept him as our Lord and Savior. For when we make a total commitment, we ought to become more like Christ and share his love with others. This idea is reinforced in the reading from 1 John, as it reminds us that all love comes from God, and that we love God and others because God first loved us. Therefore, our love for God must be matched by our love for others. For those who love God must love their sisters and their brothers also. As Christians, we are in a bond of love with God and each other. And we hear this throughout the readings for today. In the Gospel reading, we hear of the relationship with God through Christ the true vine. In the reading from 1 John, we learn about the relationship with God and each other in love. And of course, from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard that because of God's love, we lead others into relationship with Christ, following the example of Philip the Apostle. At our niece's funeral, and at many services of remembrance, we often hear the Easter gospel that Christ is risen. And this message is proclaimed throughout Easter and beyond as we stay connected to the true vine, our risen Lord. So let us pledge, let us recommit ourselves to stay connected to our living Savior, producing fruit that will last. And may we promise to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength. Sounds familiar? May we promise to live like Christ and to lead others to our risen Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, abide in us so that we may become more like you. And may we be equipped to spread your message of love throughout the world. Amen. Thanks be to God.